Hello, Audio Boo Land. This is Chris Chartrand back again for his third amazingly fantastic, interesting, and opinionated Audio Boo. None of that's true, of course. But some of the things I wanted to do today were talk about... Greg McQueen actually has posted a question to writers on their thoughts regarding ebooks and what that might hold. And so I thought maybe I would give my opinion on it, which is pretty much that ebook is the new mass market paperback of the publishing industry. I think that, in a few years' time, paperbacks are going to be pretty much done. I think ebooks are going to be the way to go. I think that ebooks will never take the place of... Of course, I said never, which is stupid. Will not for a very long time will they take the place of hardback books, illustrated books, children's books in particular. I think will still be a standard published bound book. But I do think that the days of the mass market paperback are limited and definitely on the decline. I looked at a Sony e-reader today. They have two models. I kind of played around with the, the more advanced one. And I was doing that because I wanted to weigh my options between getting that and the Kindle. And I understand that the Sony reader has the capability of uploading Word documents and PDF files, and I thought that that would be a pretty cool option to have. You can take notes and stuff. I found the note-taking and highlighting and to be just extremely clunky, non-user-friendly, and more trouble than it was worth. I wasn't able to control the functions very well at all. I was very disappointed. So, for me at least, I'm still leaning towards the Kindle. Because the note-taking, from what I understand, is better on the Kindle. And the highlighting text is better on the Kindle. But you can't upload PDFs and you can't upload Word documents. But I'm not so sure that I want that on my anyway. I may want to just have it as an e-reader. But, anyway, it's also interesting, too, when we talk about e-readers and what's, potentially going to happen with them. It makes me wonder if, back in the days of publishing when paperbacks came out, were there these huge conversations of writers saying, is paperback going to be the way of the future? So I don't know. It's interesting. And I think we had the same sort of conversations with digital photos. I remember talking to friends of mine who were photographers when the digital cameras came out, and they were saying, oh, it's just a fad, it'll never take off. Who's going to want to look at a screen? You want a picture, you want your photo albums, you have that romanticized vision of, going into a closet and finding an old dusty box of photos and, sitting Indian style on the floor, with a candle on a rainy day looking at all the old pictures. And do you get that anymore, with the digital photos? And unless you've printed them off, no. But no one's saying that digital photos are going away anytime soon. For the nostalgia, I think that learning to adapt with the technologies that are coming up, and I kind of think that e-readers are going to be the same thing. So, I've rambled on for almost 5 minutes about this subject, Greg. So I don't know if you're going to want to use any of it, but of course you're welcome to. It's just my stupid and ridiculous opinion, but you're welcome to it. Take it or leave it. I'm probably going to post up some more audio boos, maybe tonight, definitely tomorrow. I'm heading over to the house to work on the house. I'll be giving updates then. So, goodbye for now, and thank you for listening.